I'm Tom Hall. This is Midday. On Tuesday, Governor Larry Hogan became the 25th Republican governor across the country to end federal enhanced unemployment benefits early. Congress authorized the funds through the beginning of September. Hogan announced they'll end in Maryland on July 3rd. Citing worker shortages and increasing numbers of people being vaccinated, Hogan declared that the benefits are no longer necessary. Democrats in the General Assembly vigorously disagreed. Today on Midday, a conversation about the controversial decision with Democratic Senator Jim Rosapep from Prince George's County and Republican Senator Justin Reddy of Carroll County. Plus, Maryland Film Festival founder Jed Dietz has a few movie recommendations for the weekend, and theater critic J. Wynn Russick reviews Pipeline at Baltimore's Everyman Theater. First, the news. Good afternoon and welcome. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Very glad you're with us this afternoon. On Tuesday, Governor Larry Hogan became the 25th Republican governor across the country to end federal enhanced pandemic benefits for people who are out of work. Some businesses are facing worker shortages, a problem the governor described as critical. And he said that with jobs and vaccines now in good supply, the benefits are no longer needed. The decision affects about 150,000 Marylanders who, as of July 3rd, will no longer receive $300 in addition to any state unemployment support that they may qualify for. Benefits also end for self-employed workers and independent contractors. Reaction to the announcement from Maryland Democrats was quick and strongly opposed. Democratic Senate President Bill Ferguson urged the governor to reconsider, and leaders asked Attorney General Brian Frosch to look into legislative actions that the General Assembly might take to overturn the governor's decision. Joining me now is Senator Jim Rosapep. He's a Democrat who represents parts of Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties, and Senator Justin Reddy, who represents Carroll County in the Maryland Senate. They join us on Zoom. Senators, welcome to the show. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And Senator Reddy, if I may, let me begin with you. Why do you think this is a good idea at this particular time? Congress allocated these funds to expire in September. The governor feels compelled to end that program 2 months early. Why?
Well, look, I think number one, there's great news. The pandemic, we are coming out of it. We have the potential to be coming out of it very strongly. There are a tremendous amount of opportunities available, but there is a struggle with filling the jobs available. Small businesses in particular are struggling to find people who want to come back to work because often the stereotype you'll hear is, well, they're making more on unemployment. Sometimes it's not even that. They may not be making more, but people are able to stay home, which understandably wouldn't blame anybody for wanting to do that. Stay home and make about as much or maybe even a little less that they can make at some jobs. And, you know, it's not to imply any sinister motive on behalf of anybody, but we are not in a situation now where anything is closed or forced to stay closed because of the pandemic. We are coming out of it. I think we ought to declare victory because we're very much coming out of it. And, you know, we're not the first state to do this. And I also think some of the breathless reporting and, frankly, some of the breathless reaction from some of my friends on the other side of the aisle, you would have thought the governor was canceling unemployment. He's not. He's simply saying we're not going to continue to do these extra payments. And while it may be federal money, it is all taxpayer money. And we're already seeing an issue with inflation rising in the country. So there's a lot of reasons why this is good to do. I think it was the right decision. It phases out July 3rd. So again, it doesn't start tomorrow. It phases out July 3rd. And I think it's the right move at the right time.
And Senator Rosapep, are you convinced that there's data that says that the reason that there are some labor shortages in certain industries are caused directly by the federal subsidy?
No, there's no data to suggest that. There obviously are worker shortages, and there were before COVID, because we have a skills gap in the country and in Maryland that Senator Reedy and I have worked on dealing with. There's a mismatch between people's skills and where jobs are needed. That's particularly true in healthcare, that's true in IT. There are worker shortages for sure. They're not related to unemployment benefits. But the bigger issue here, you noted that Governor Hogan joined 24, I guess, or 25 other Republican governors. No Democratic governors have done this, only Republican governors. I think that really underlines the point here. This is a perfect example. People say there's no difference between the two parties. This is shows the difference in very stark relief. Democrats are committed to raising incomes for working people. That's why we raised the minimum wage. That's why we want to help people who have been laid off to have incomes to be able to pay their rent. And what Governor Hogan has done is said he wants to pull down incomes for working people. One of the arguments I hear from Republicans is that by continuing these unemployment benefits into September, it'll force employers to pay their workers more. That's a feature, not a flaw. We want to raise the incomes of working people. The Republicans are always happy when the stock market goes up. And we know in the last year, the rich have gotten much, much richer. And the people who paid the price are the essential workers. And all Democrats are saying, from President Biden to Senate President Bill Ferguson, is for once, let's give working people a break, not just the rich and the big corporations.
And Senator Reedy,
if I might respond, because I think this is an excellent debate point. What Senator Rosenfeld is saying is that only the big corporations and the wealthy have made out. Let me tell you something. When you put small mom and pops out of business, Comcast and Walmart and these other kinds of big corporate entities, they can handle some increased cost. But I don't think we want that to be our entire economy. That's one thing. Number two, I love it when we talk about we're raising people's income and businesses just need to compete. Small businesses and job creators just need to compete better. They just need to pay more. Number one, most of these small businesses they were hit hard by the pandemic as well and don't have a fountain of money that they're holding back. But number two, it's sort of like, if you remember It's a Wonderful Life, you have Mr. Potter trying to crush that George Bailey in his savings and loan. Well, unfortunately, what we have going on with this is the federal government crushing small businesses and using our tax dollars to do it in a number of cases. The other last point I'll make in response to what I've heard a moment ago, you asked if this is the primary cause of worker shortages. I don't think anybody is saying that this alone is the primary cause. And Senator Rosenfeld's right. We do need to work on making sure we have the right kind of education and skills training, which he and I do totally agree on. But it is a big factor. It is a big factor. There's no question based on the feedback that so many of us are getting in our communities and in our offices about businesses want to hire more people and they just are not able to.
And Senator Rosenfeld, I spoke last week with the head of the Maryland Restaurant Association, Marshall Weston. And I expected him, frankly, to say, you know, restaurants are having a severe shortage of both front of house and back of house staff because they're making more money on unemployment than they could if they were working in the restaurant. And he didn't say that. He went out of his way not to say that. He said there were multiple reasons for not going back to work, having to do with childcare, having to do with fear of disease transmission. Because not everybody is vaccinated, and there are certain kinds of jobs in restaurants and other industries that still, have much greater exposure to possible viral transmission than others. But I wonder, I mean, when Senator Reedy talks about hearing from people in small businesses, I mean, what are you hearing? What case are the Democrats making other than the sort of moral argument that, you know, we should be helping out people on the lower end of the income scale? What numbers are people listening to? When we look at the job numbers nationally, they were way up this month. They were down the month before. They were even up higher the month before that. You know, 900,000 something in March, 200,000 something in April, and now we're back to 559 just released this morning. I mean, what's the data people are working on here?
Well, I'm working on two pieces of data. One, you're absolutely right that President Biden is getting the economy back to work. There's no question about it. But our unemployment rate is still 50% higher than it was a year ago. So, yes, we're doing a lot better because President Biden and the Democrats in Congress, without any Republican support, if I may say, passed a very expansive package to get America back to work, and it's working. So that's one piece of data. Second piece of data, and Controller Franchot pointed this out, I think, yesterday, that Governor Hogan's decision will take $1.5 billion out of the Maryland economy. That money, that federal money, is going to go to Virginia. It's going to go to D.C. It's going to go to other states. but it's not going to come to Maryland. That's going to hurt small business in Maryland because unemployed folks are not the high rollers. They're people who spend their money quickly and they spend it locally. And so the $1.5 billion that Governor Hogan and the Republicans don't want coming to Maryland will be spent someplace else in the United States. And that money will not be available to be spent in local restaurants, not be available to be spent in local retail stores, not be available, frankly, to pay rent. So what I'm hearing is that the additional aid that the state provided on unemployment benefits and the federal government provided has stimulated the economy, has created jobs and helped small businesses. And I'm just disappointed that the Republicans are concerned, and I'm not saying this about Senator Reedy, but I've heard this from other people, they're concerned that this is encouraging employers to raise wages. I'm sorry the Republicans don't want working people to get higher wages. We just disagree. That's not a moral argument. It's an economic argument. It's a philosophical argument. And it's an important issue. The rich have gotten richer, and now it's time for working people to get a break.
Senator Jim Rosapep represents parts of Prince George's and Anne Arundel counties in the Maryland Senate. Senator Justin Reedy and Senator, my apologies, I mispronounced your name earlier, represents Carroll County in the Maryland Senate. It's Maryland. It's midday here on 88.1 WIPR, and we are talking about Governor Larry Hogan's decision to rescind unemployment benefits that are subsidized by the federal government as of July 3rd. So, Senator Reedy, what about the argument that this will have an impact on the economy overall and small businesses in particular, given that all of that money, you know, $1.5 billion being taken out of the economy, it's no longer available to people to spend?
Well, I always enjoy when we talk about money getting taken out of the economy, that is government taxpayer-funded money that's been taken out of the economy to begin with. So that's always interesting to me, but that's maybe a separate philosophical argument. This idea that, again, I don't know anybody who doesn't want everybody's wages to be higher. But the way you get that is through normal economic practices. You cannot continue to add on more and more support spending once it's no longer needed. Otherwise, you're going to have a situation where, again, inflation will rise. More people will sit home waiting until they want to go back to the job market. And again, I'm not saying this in any sinister way. And I do agree there are other factors with why someone wouldn't go back to work. I'm not suggesting someone's, you know, just sitting there because they're laughing, chortling all the way to the bank. Usually there are childcare issues. We devastated the private childcare industry in this state and all over the country, frankly, by overreacting for too long with safety regulations that meant that childcare providers couldn't take full loads of children like they normally do that they were allowed to normally. So they've had a hard time. So there's lots of factors here. But this is another example of you cannot have government permanently, taxpayer funds permanently prop up. And this is getting 15, you know, several more months we'll get as close to permanent as anything. We believe that these kind of things should have been, they are something that are a lifeline, but they can't become a lifestyle, not for people and not for government to engage in. So that would be my response. I think we have to be very careful about overheating and overinflating our economy.
And Senator Rosapep, what do you think? I mean, we're talking about 2 months, short of the congressional allocation. Instead of ending in September, on the 6th of September, it will end on the 3rd of July. Is this stimulus? Is this unemployment subsidy fueling inflation?
No, actually, it isn't at all. The reason we have inflation is because as a result of COVID, we have these supply shortages and we have these mismatches in the logistics system. The economists are very clear about that. That's a temporary phenomenon. But I want to come back to the issue that Senator Reedy raises appropriately so. We have a disagreement. There are Republicans who think that government shouldn't interfere to help working people. Democrats believe government should interfere to help working people, just as we put hundreds of billions of dollars interfering to subsidize big business and small business. The airlines got totally bailed out over the last year. The PPP program bailed out enormous numbers of businesses, small as well as large, who had banking relationships. This is protecting the barbers and the beauticians and the Uber drivers. They ought to get a break once in a while.
And Senator Reedy, what about the Department of Labor here in Maryland and their problems in distributing unemployment benefits all along. There are still people, and the governor himself says that they've satisfied 95%, I think, or maybe even 96% of the claims. But there have been ongoing problems with administering the benefits that are available to people, whether they come from the state or the federal government. The governor's now giving that department, you know, less than 30 days to figure out yet another new system. Is that going to throw another wrench into the work? Just the logistics of this, the administrative impact of this.
Well, but number one, I think we did pass a number of changes to try to support and help the Department of Labor back during the session. That was very bipartisan. There have been problems, no question. Obviously, the sheer magnitude of the need was the first issue. And then there were definitely issues that they've continued to work on. It is true that a large percentage of the claimants have been resolved, but the stickiest ones are sometimes the worst cases. And, you know, so that's definitely a very valid concern. I will say this. They were going to have to do it before September 6th. So this isn't like that wasn't unexpected and they haven't been planning for this. Also, my understanding is part of the order and the change is to guarantee that people who have their applications in before July 3rd will get resolved and will get taken care of. I think that is something that does obviously merit oversight and accountability for sure. But again, you can't use the excuse that, in my opinion, you can't say, well, we're not 100% confident that we're going to do it perfectly as an excuse to not take an action that you feel is necessary. And once again, it's very easy to talk about wanting to give money out when it's not our money. But we have to look at what the long-term impact is on the entire economy and on small businesses. And it has been a very difficult time for working people. I consider a small business owner to be a working person, by the way. Very difficult. But I do think, you know, we need to watch that and hold that accountable. But at the same time, once again, they were going to be doing this anyway, because you're right, we're talking about a couple of months. So a couple of months could be very important for the job market. I believe that in a couple months difference one way or the other, it's hardly the difference between heartless and cold treatment by the governor versus generosity when we're talking about 2 months.
What do you think, Senator Rosenpep? We'll give you the last word. We've got a minute or so left.
Well, I'd say two things. One, I think taking the last 2 or 3 months of unemployment benefits away from people is the definition of heartless.
Extra unemployment.
That's really pounding it to these people who've suffered so much. We have people who waited 6 months to get any unemployment benefits, and the governor wants to make sure that they don't get the enhanced unemployment benefits for the last couple of months. That's the definition of heartless in my mind. The other point is Maryland ranks 31st in the United States in the level of our unemployment benefits. We rank first in income. So Maryland has not been doing a good job providing for people who need help. And when Senator Reid talks about it's our money, all of it is our money. The people who work, you don't get unemployment benefits if you haven't worked. You've earned those benefits. And I think the fact taking those benefits away is just obviously it's bad for the economy, bad for small business, and bad for working people.
Senator Jim Rosenpep represents part of Prince George's and Anne Arundel County. Senator, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Senator Justin Reedy represents Carroll County in the Maryland Senate. Senator Reedy, thank you as well, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Up next, with each passing day, more people are venturing out of their pandemic hibernation and heading to movie theaters. Coming up after a quick break, Maryland Film Festival founder Jed Dietz joins us with some recommendations about what to catch in theaters and what to stream at home. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Midday. I am grateful for that. Stay with us.
You're tuned to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.